That's actually, this is actually, this is my favorite Monkees song. Now, it's Monkees Monday, and that's because Esmeralda loves the Monkees. And so we're going to be doing Monkees Monday. I have a couple of Monkees related stories too. But Esmeralda, that was for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. That was Listen to the Band. And that's a deep cut. So I know you were, the last time we were talking about Monkees Monday, you were requesting more deep cuts, weren't you?
Yeah, but I don't want any of the newer, quote unquote, newer stuff.
No, that's not new.
Well, you know what I mean, like in the sense of their trajectory. Not when they're older. I like all the old poppy
right.
stuff.
I understand.
Huh?
I understand. We have some Monkees stories that we're probably going to share with you a little bit later on, but that's Monkees Monday for Esmeralda. She happens to like Marge Simpson. She loves the Monkees.
What? No.
Marge Simpson loves the Monkees.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking because she likes the Beatles because she drew that picture of Ringo.
There's an episode where one of the best Simpsons episodes ever. What is the one where Marge has a fear of flying, where they discover she's afraid to fly? Do you remember this episode as well?
She is a big freak out, right?
She's, let me out, let me out, let me out, let me out, let me out. She's running back and forth in the plane. So then she goes to a psychiatrist voiced by Anne Bancroft. And she goes back, to try and figure out why she's so freaked out. But Homer, of course, is very paranoid because he thinks that the psychiatrist is going to blame everything on him.
Well,
and
it's not that far off.
So, and if I remember correctly, they went back in time and she got on the school bus with a Monkees lunchbox, and people started making fun of her. Like other kids made fun of her because. You know, the Monkees, and at one point they say the Monkees didn't even play their own instruments, and she goes, ah! And she goes nuts and freaks out.
She should, because that's wrong.
But that's when you discover she's a Monkees fan.
Do you know that Peter Tork would wear his belt buckle to the side so it wouldn't scratch his guitar as he was playing it?
Wow.
People who don't play guitars. Don't do that. I think that was just a double negative.
I think it was.
I'm good at talking.
Maybe he should have done like what quarterbacks do is like, tuck a towel in the front of your pants.
Yeah, but you don't look cool with that.
Yeah, but it's covering the
belt.
Imagine
a towel just tucked in the front. I mean.
But the guitar is covering it. You know? Right? I mean, he's
guess. What yeah. if he swings, if he swings around the.
What
no.
is he? What is he, a winger now? He's going to be swinging the guitar around?
He's a monkey.
That's right. He's a monkey. I think Peter Tork's birthday was yesterday.
Really?
I think he
I didn't
was.
See that.
I think he was. I might be wrong on this, but I thought he was born on Valentine's Day.
He's one of my favorite. He's my favorite.
Peter Tork is?
Yeah, and then Mike Nesmith.
Mm.
And then Davey, and then Mickey.
Mickey and last?
Yeah. It's a little too much for me.
What does that mean?
He's like all over the place.
Well, he's the wackiest of
all
of them.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with that.
Peter Tork turned 73 on the 13th.
Oh, the 13th.
Oh.
Okay. So there you go. All right. Well, I know you like the Monkees, Esmeralda, so
Thanks.
We'll do a little more Monkee stuff. But what we're going to do here, though, is get into movies that were made from books. And we want to get your thoughts on the best movies made from books or the worst movies made from books. And I also have 11 authors who hated the movie versions of their books. I'm surprised there's only 11. to be quite frank, you would think there'd be reams and reams of paper dedicated to authors who didn't like what they did with their books. But before that, I want to tell you about the next Hometown Voices. And Skokie, that's the next stop for the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate. WGN has partnered with the Chicago Blackhawks for a special broadcast of The Beat. From the Blackhawk store at Old Orchard Mall on Saturday, February 20th, that's this Saturday. Broadcast goes from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Bring your family to celebrate Hockey Weekend across America. The first 100 kids are invited for a free skate on the mall's ice rink presented by the Chicago Blackhawks. Plus, learn skating tips from the Blackhawks ice crew and the Blackhawks youth hockey team. Visit the store and enter for your chance to win prizes as well. Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. And make sure you tune in this Saturday, the 20th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. for The Beat, live from the Blackhawks store in Old Orchard. Hey, that's the same day of my film club event, the special Saturday film club event of Scarface. Now, I understand, Esmeralda, you're coming to that.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I am, too.
Yeah.
And Cuban sandwiches.
Cuban sandwiches and mojitos will be served, and Scarface will be shown, digitally remastered on the big screen. It's going to be a blast, and it's a Saturday night. Everybody can have a good time, not have to worry about getting up early. It starts a little bit earlier than usual. Most of our film events start at 8. This one's going to start at 7, and I can give you more details a little bit later on, but that's this Saturday night, Scarface, at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. All right, we'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next, and then books made into movies and more.
Take for granted all the pleasures and the fun. Someone to stand beside them, and you just may be the one.
Yeah.
So when you walk by,
Monkeys Monday. Yeah, Monkeys Monday. That, by the way, You May Just Be the One by the Monkees, requested by Chris at Midway. So we've already got requests coming in, Esmeralda. There are others out there who agree.
Come out of the woodwork.
Monkeys.
Don't be frightened.
Don't be frightened of Monkees
Monday. Don't be embarrassed of your love of the Monkees.
I got some texts here I want to get to. We were talking about during the movie reviews, and Esmeralda and I were talking about this off the air. She went to go see Deadpool over the weekend, as it did, I think, every American living today, went to see it over the weekend. And I was talking about my experience with, like, this couple that brought, like, a 7-year-old and then a toddler into the theater to see the movie. Dominic in Franklin Park says, I agree with you about toddlers at the movies, and what a waste of a Blackhawks ticket when people bring little kids who couldn't care less about the game and the sport.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well,
That's a whole experience.
It is a whole experience, you know. Yeah, but that's, man, you know how much Blackhawks tickets cost?
That's true.
Man.
But who's going to buy? I don't know. Yeah. I just think, no one else is going to buy it.
262 area code says, I saw Hannibal. The woman two rows in front of me brought three kids all under 10. Oh, my God. When Ray Liotta's skull came off, the kids lost it. They were screaming and puking. There are some R-rated films that are okay for kids, but some where the parents should be arrested.
See, that I just feel bad for the people who work there. Because that lady probably just walked out.
Did you watch SNL this weekend?
I just saw bits and pieces.
Okay. Melissa McCarthy was the host. And they did this bit where she has like a couple of recurring characters now that she does every time she comes on. One of them is the woman that likes to participate in surveys. Like, she was in the ranch dressing. You remember the ranch dressing bit that they did?
Yes.
Okay. That character came back, and this time she went to a movie screening of a horror movie. And they wanted her to sign, all the people in the audience, to sign a release so that they could use the night vision footage of the audience reaction to the scary movie. And they kept cutting to Melissa McCarthy reacting. She's throwing up on people, and she's, like, ripping seats out and screaming and swearing. And she actually tears off a guy's shirt who's sitting in front of her. And he pulls his shirt and tries to strangle him with it. It was pretty funny. But the funniest, let me tell you what the funniest moment from SNL was this weekend. It all belonged to my future ex-wife, Vanessa Bayer. I love her. I love Vanessa Bayer so much, and I don't know if it's possible that each week I love her more, and she's been on the show for like 8 seasons already, and she continues to be funnier every week. I mean, obviously, for me, Jacob, the bar mitzvah boy, is one of the greatest characters, in my opinion, one of the greatest characters in SNL history.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
It's the best. And I love her. I adore her when she plays that character. But she, and I don't know why she's never done this before, she did an impression of Rachel from Friends on Weekend Update. Now, I don't. This, my not, and I watch every single episode of Saturday Night Live. I've never seen her do Rachel from Friends. Now I want to make sure that we're clear on this. She wasn't doing an impression of Jennifer Aniston. She was doing an impression of Rachel from Friends.
She did do, I think she did it on Conan.
Oh, did she?
It was on a late night show.
Okay.
Where she was, they were just talking about, like, what characters are you thinking of doing? And she was rattling through the Friends and doing impressions of all of them.
Of all of the Friends?
Right. Like, okay, little tiny bits. And yeah, so she did a Rachel impression.
It is unbelievably funny. It was the funniest thing in the whole show. It was the funniest thing in the whole show. I've posted it on my Facebook page, on my regular Facebook page. So, Esmeralda, you need to watch it because it's, you know, I mean, if I thought it was hilarious and I haven't seen a full episode of Friends, I've only seen one full episode of Friends. And I've seen, you know, I've seen enough of Friends over the years to know that I don't like it, but I was on the floor laughing during this.
I did see her do the impression, that hair too.
She had the wig, the, yes, like,
the overalls, it all worked.
She had the overalls. It was mid-90s. It was mid-90s, Rachel. Dan, is there a little bit of that we can play?
I'll pull it up. I just like the fact that that's how she's going to be your future ex-wife, because she's going to call you for, you know, what was Rachel really like?
That's
when you,
right,
developed the show.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to mention. I didn't want to mention that she did call me and say, I understand that you created Friends. I need a little more insight into how Rachel. What's her last name? Rachel Green, right?
Green. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, she did work here, or work. She lived here in Chicago.
Who?
Vanessa Bayer.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that. She worked at I.O.
So I'm assuming that's like when you guys.
Oh, no, that's when we hooked up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best part of Trainwreck. Best part of Trainwreck. I didn't like Trainwreck. I liked her in it. Vanessa Bayer is awesome. And between her and Cecily Strong, every week those two chicks are knocking it out of the park on SNL. Every week. Do we have a little bit of this?
This month, NBC will air a special that features a reunion of the cast of Friends. Here to comment is Rachel from Friends. Oh, my God. This is incredible. You know, it's so great to see you, Rachel.
Oh, Colin. Oh, hi. Hi. Oh. Whoa. Yeah.
You know, Rachel, I got to say, I haven't seen you since the 90s, probably. How you been?
What? Oh. Yeah, I've been good. Yeah.
Good, good. So are you excited to see all your friends?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, Joey, Chandler, Thebes, Mon, of course, you know, Ross. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all of them.
Yeah, you know, I'm seeing them tonight. Yeah, Thebes is playing a show at Central Park, and we're all going to jump in the fountain with umbrellas.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you know, you should come. Oh, I'll see you there. Okay. Yeah? Okay, bye.
I'm sorry, what just happened?
Well, yeah, you know, yeah, it happens to me every few minutes. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, I don't know, it's weird. Oh, speaking of which, hey, what's that?
What's what? Oh, that's Michael Che.
She's on Friends. She's never seen a person come.
Okay. All right. There you go. She's never seen a black person. Although Aisha Tyler was on that show. Didn't she?
But not 90s Rachel.
Oh, not 90s Rachel?
Because
oh, okay.
That was later.
Okay.
In the series. So late 90s Rachel?
I don't know. All I know is it made me laugh my ass off. Vanessa Bayer rules. There's just no question about it. Hey, quick anti-Valentine's Day update, Esmeralda.
Yes.
Martin from Bolingbrook, who was questioning you about the whole rose situation.
Right.
Says, thanks, Esmeralda. I had one red rose delivered to the girl along with a short note. I was told that she was very surprised, and she said thank you.
Oh.
So there you go.
Very good.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Vinyl is the show that's on HBO. It debuted last night, the 2-hour debut last night. Martin Scorsese directed the 2-hour debut, and it was phenomenal. And I'm not joking when I say that one of the best parts of the first episode was Andrew Dice Clay. And I'm not joking when I say that Andrew Dice Clay deserves an Emmy for his work in Vinyl. It is a tremendous show, and he is so great in it. So great in it. We were talking a little bit earlier how incredible it is that Andrew Dice Clay has been directed by Martin Scorsese. I don't know. There's just something about that tickles me. G said, I thought Vinyl was good. I am a native New Yorker, and it captured the raw and grit of that era. Not pretty, but you have to be tough to play. Great stuff. You know, it takes place in 1973, most of it. I mean, it goes back in time a little bit, but the present day in Vinyl is 1973 New York. And I really would love it if at some point, like, Travis Bickle is, like, in the background just driving a taxi, just driving past. They should just have him drive past. That would make me very happy if they did that. Just a little tribute. Just have Travis's taxi just go past Bobby Cannavale. Just drive past him, or maybe try to pick him up, you know? Or, you know, walk through a neighborhood and just have Harvey Keitel dressed up in his pimp outfit, dressed up like Sport, standing in front of the tenement building. Just a little something. Okay. All right, we got books here that have been made into movies. Authors who hated the movie versions of their books. And what do you guys think? What are some great movies that were made from books, and what are some really bad movies that were made from books? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.